Track 5 and the family announcements. And we have notices of several deaths this week. Firstly, born Carolyn Grace died peacefully at home on the 27th of December, aged 72. Her funeral service will take place on Tuesday, the 31st of January at 11 a.m. at St. Nectan's Church, Ashcombe. This will be followed by interment in the churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers can be given for Ashcombe Village Church, Rowcroft Hospice and Brain Tumour Research.
Buckmaster Michael Ernest passed away peacefully on the 16th of January, aged 79. Funeral service will be held at Torquay Crematorium on Monday, the 5th of February at 11:30 a.m. Donations, if desired, for Meadowside Nursing Home.
Dawes, Margaret, 25th of April 1932 to the 10th of January 2024, passed away peacefully, aged 91 years. Funeral service to be held on Wednesday, the 7th of February, 12 o'clock at the Parish Church of St. Mary, King's Kerswell. Donations, if desired, to the RNLI.
Diamond Eileen passed away peacefully at Derriford Hospital on January the 13th, aged 81. A celebration of Eileen's life will take place at Torquay Crematorium on the 30th of January at 15:30. Donations may be given to the Stroke Association.
Holmes, Raymond, passed away peacefully at home on January the 14th, aged 89. A celebration of Raymond's life will take place at St. Peter's Chapel, Exeter Crematorium, on Thursday, February the 1st, at 10:30 a.m. No flowers by request, with donations going to Devon Wildlife Trust and Rowcroft Hospice.
Huntingdon, Roy, passed away peacefully on the 13th of January, aged 92. His funeral will be held at Torquay Crematorium on Friday, the 9th of January at 11:30 a.m. Donations to Cancer Research UK.
Jenkins Audrey passed peacefully at home on the 4th of January. Her funeral will be on Tuesday, the 6th of February, with a service at St. John the Baptist Church, Lustley, at 11 a.m. and then in the churchyard. Family flowers only, please, but donations may be given to the Brain Tumour Research Charity.
Judd, Emily Mary Elizabeth, Nee Brown, passed away, age 37. Funeral service at St Mary's Church, Walborough, on Friday the 9th of February at 12 noon, followed by burial. There will be a memorial service at Christchurch, Gosport, on Thursday the 15th of February at 12:30.
Madra, Paul, passed away on Wednesday the 10th of January, aged 76. Funeral service to be held at Parker's Funeral Directors on Tuesday the 6th of February at 2 p.m. Donations, if desired, to the Donkey Sanctuary, Cats Protection and World Wildlife Fund by retiring collection.
Mouncey Ian passed away peacefully on Tuesday the 9th of January, aged 76. His funeral service will be held at St. Peter and St. Paul's Church, Teen Grace, on Monday the 5th of February at 2 p.m, followed by a private interment. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Alzheimer's Society and to Cancer Research.
Northcote Joan Elsie passed away peacefully at Ashburton Care Home on the 17th of January. Funeral service to take place at Torquay Crematorium on Monday the 5th of February at 3:30 p.m. Donations, if desired, by retiring collection to the Alzheimer's Society.
Palfrey Elizabeth Ann, on the 27th of December at Torbay Hospital, aged 93 years. Funeral service will be held at Torquay Crematorium on Monday, the 5th of February at 2:30 p.m.
Pugh Philip Anthony, born on the 20th of June 1942 in Ajmer, India, peacefully departed on the 3rd of January. A requiem mass will be held in honour of Philip at Sacred Heart Roman Catholic Church, South Street, Exeter, on January the 30th at 12 noon. Lourdes held a special place in Philip's heart, and as such, any donations may be given to DCSD Community Pilgrimage.
Philip Frederick Roger died on Saturday the 6th of January. There are no funeral details.
Preston Margaret Irene passed away on Monday the 8th of January, aged 71. Funeral service to be held at St Paul's Church, Newton Abbot, on Monday the 5th of February at 10:30 a.m, followed by private interment. Family flowers only, please. And Margaret was one of our listeners.
Rich Maureen passed away peacefully on January the 10th, aged 80 years. A celebration of her life will take place at the Methodist Church, Tynmouth, on February the 6th at 11 a.m. Donations may be given to the British Heart Foundation and to the Children's Hospice Southwest.
Wills Geoffrey John, known as Joff, passed away peacefully at home on the 6th of January, aged 95. Funeral service at St John's Church, Bovey Tracy, on Friday the 2nd of February at 12 noon. No flowers at Joff's request. Donations, if desired, to the Firefighters Charity. And that concludes the family announcements for this week.